listener production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Peter Dutton is vowing to stay on and fight as opposition leader despite the Liberals' historic by-election loss. Labor has pinched Aston, the first time a sitting government has won a by-election from an opposition in 103 years. The Liberal leader has told the ABC he takes full responsibility, but he's still the best person for the job.
I can tell you it makes me more determined to rebuild this party and to be in a winning position by 2025. I've been in a marginal seat for the last 22 years. That's the nature of politics.
The New South Wales Premier has condemned the state's One Nation's leader over alleged homophobic tweets. Mark Latham is in the spotlight for posting a graphic Twitter reply to Independent MP Alex Greenwich targeting the LGBT community. Chris Minns has vowed to never work with Mr. Latham again.
Even though he seems to be trying to import US-style, Trump-style politics into New South Wales, he's nowhere near as electorally successful as the Republicans or Donald Trump are. In fact, One Nation's likely to go backwards in terms of parliamentary representation in this election compared to the last one.
Four men have been charged after New South Wales police busted an alleged cocaine syndicate. Anti-gang squad detectives believe the group supplied drugs, including cocaine, to the Central Coast. The Bureau of Meteorology has cleared Australia of any tsunami threats after an earthquake struck in South Australia earlier today. The magnitude 3 quake hit Mount Barker and was felt right across Adelaide. Luckily, there have been no reports of damage. To sport, Max Verstappen has won the Australian Grand Prix, claiming a third consecutive win for Red Bull in the Formula One this year. Coming in second is Lewis Hamilton, followed by Fernando Alonso. Aussie Oscar Piastri has also finished in the top 10, rising from 16th on the grid to finish 8th. And the Cats are yet to claim their first win of the season after losing to the Suns today 73-54. While it's looking like the Demons have claimed victory over the Swans at the MCG, last check they were leading 122-76.